proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
The Sweet Tarts company, whoever makes Sweet Tarts. For those hearts with the messages on, what do you call those?
Yeah, sweethearts.
Right? Conversation hearts.
Conversation hearts. Yeah, no, it's real loud out there.
What is that? Are they tearing up the streets?
I don't know.
But they've started doing these little promotions that go with the messages on the hearts. So this year, if you get the Marry Me heart, there's some kind of a thing on it where you go to where you can plan a wedding. It's wedding services and stuff. So each one of the messages has an action that goes along with it. So if you give somebody the Marry Me heart, then that means you got to get married.
Is that what I mean?
Yeah, they're kind of you know, promoting it like that, tongue in cheek. But so if there's, you know, all the other messages that they have on there are links to whatever service that is.
That's not very fun.
No.
And no one's eating conversation hearts except my four-year-old.
Yeah, they're awful.
Are those?
They're terrible.
Do they make them just in that chalky original thing? I thought they made a sweet tart version of where they taste like regular sweet tarts.
Oh, they might.
They may. I'm thinking of the chalky ones, but yeah, sweet tart probably makes their own.
Yeah, whoever thought those chalky ones tasted good?
My daughter. These are delicious. I'm like, really? But,
I mean, she's like you, though. She'll eat anything.
True. I mean, she likes Peeps, so.
Yeah.
I know that company went bankrupt a couple of years ago. Peeps. They were making the conversation hearts, and it was like, well, yeah, nobody's eating them there because they're awful, but they are sort of synonymous with the holiday. Everybody gets them.
Let's see what the other messages are. Okay, so there's the website. If you get Marry Me, it leads to a site that helps marry online. Move In is one of the messages on them now.
Move In.
Is they're promoting shacking up, where you can hire movers. There's a link that goes with that to hire movers. And the Forever Heart helps you buy heart-shaped gravestones, headstones.
Oh, that took a sad turn.
It did.
So the gimmick last year was the heart that read Situationship. They were blurry and hard to read, but a new poll found that 80% of young people are over relationships that aren't well defined. So in other words, they're just, you know, tired of being whores and man whores.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Living as the devil wants them to. And 92% said they want people to stop sending mixed messages and just say what they mean. So the situationship or it's complicated, you know, again, I mean, years have I been saying, you know, what does that mean? What do you mean by that? Ask the question. What do you mean? Well, I saw a guy on the internet. He's one of those that goes to the colleges and the college kids come up and ask him questions and all that. And he was asking this woman, a college girl stood up to the mic and said that she's queer and this, that, and the other. And he stopped. He goes, okay, well, when I was young, can you explain this to me? When I was young, if you said someone was queer, it was offensive and it was an insult. It was an insult. So what does it mean now to where it's not insulting? And she could not even grasp what he was talking about as give me a definition of queer. Mm-hmm. And she just kept saying, I mean, it's just how you identify. It's just how I identify. Or if you feel like you were okay, but what is that you're talking about? What does queer mean? And she never could come up with a working, like, solid definition of what it means. So I think kids are getting sick of that kind of thing. Just say what you mean and be done with it. According to this, I'm sure this was a very scientific study done by the people who make this candy.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, and I know what video you're talking about because I'm, like, obsessed with watching his stuff.
Yeah.
You're right. Pretty much, and not just with this video, no one in that was born in that time frame can give it. Like, a
solid definition of
something. They can't, they don't get.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy. Hey, side note, how does that guy not get so frustrated? I'll be like throwing things. Like, he's so calm. And I'm like, that's why I watch him. Cause I'm like, you're incredible. Yeah. Like, I'd be throwing stuff at the people like, you freaking idiot. Like,
yeah,
he's so calm and collect. Like, no, this is what I mean. I'd be like,
his name's Charlie Kirk, and he's really genuinely desirous of connecting with people who think differently than he does. And his whole thing is about just talking, having a dialogue and finding common ground and understanding each other. And that's why he asks for these definitions. Cause if he doesn't understand something, but if you can't give him the definition, it's like when I asked that Hooters girl that time, why they have to wear those thick hose underneath their shorts and stuff. And she said, because it's a rule. And I said, well, why is it a rule? Cause it's just something they make us do.
I can tell you, and I don't even work there.
Right. So I was looking for something along the lines of, well, because it's more sanitary, or because these shorts are so short that if we didn't wear them, you may be able to see stuff that, you know, is illegal to see in a restaurant, anything like that. And she just kept saying, because it's a rule, because they make us.
Yeah. It makes your cellulite, your legs smoother, you look better. I mean, that's.
And it's for sanitary reasons.
And I'm sure. Yeah, but
they don't,
or maybe I'm just thinking why we had to wear them as dancers.
The Hooters, you know, if you're serving food and all that, you don't want a girl's business being, you know, out there flopping around.
Yeah. I wonder if the guys that work at Tallywhackers have to wear the leggings or stuff.
They probably have to wear jock straps or something like that.
Yeah. Lindsay, have you ever been to a Tallywhackers?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I've like never heard of them.
It's Hooters, but with guys that are servers, and they're like, you know, wiener, you know, emphasis on the weens.
What part of the country are these in?
I don't know. We've talked about it a couple times. I don't know.
There may not be any that are still open.
Tallywhackers.
Because the first type of restaurant like that, I think, was called Schlong's.
Schlong's?
Oh. Yeah.
This one was in Dallas, but it did close over the pandemic.
It's hard to put a mask on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I can't imagine a ton of women wanting to go, hey, let's have a girls' night at Tallywhackers. Right. Friday, 7 p.m., be at Tallywhackers.
Yeah, well, they had a $9.99 lunch special. So imagine, I mean, that's even one step. You going for lunch? You want like,
we specialize in wiener schnitzels.
I think they did. Yeah. A lot of the menu items were like the footlong hot dog and the, you know, mouthful cheesesteak or whatever. I mean, it was like really vulgar stuff.
Yeah. What is Hooters? What do they always have? The double D nachos or something like that? But I've never been one to say I like the food at Hooters because I really don't like it that much.
That's okay.
Oh, I like the food.
You do like the food?
You still do?
Yeah.
I don't care for it. I mean, because if I'm going to eat bar food, there are much better bar food places now to me.
Right.
That's true. But if I have to go to Hooters, it's fine.
Well, and I think at one time in life that they were one of the only restaurants that specialized in wings. Now you got everybody doing,
And, you know, I like them being friendly, but I don't want the over the top, you know, trying to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, and I don't get mad at them or anything, because I know they're just, you know, it's part of their job. They're trying to get more tips and stuff, but I would just rather not.
Yeah.
You know, if I go into a Hooters by myself, I just want to sit there and enjoy the view for hours and hours at a time.
Oogling them.
Yeah. But you know what? I ain't found the total yet, the dollar amount that'll get them to get out of them tights and just wear the shorts.
Can you still get the tights in the bathroom like Lindsay always used to do?
I don't know.
I want to, I want to say my last year dance, my last year, I just said it, my last year dancing for the NBA, we weren't able to go in, that we had to order them online.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
And were they listed as Hooters tights or whatever the brand was out of the machine in the bathroom?
Yeah, we specifically had to wear Hooters tights.
I bet those Hooters girls were like, get those sluts out of here. Right. Those are our tights.
When they see us coming in full makeup, we'd be on the way to the game. They'd just be like, point to the bathroom, like.
And then Colin and all their friends go, you better not forget your tights tonight when you come in, because, you know, the cheerleaders have already been here and bought us out.
Oh, yeah. And my friends would text me and be like, can you get me a pair? I think they were 50 cents. Literally had to put quarters in the machine. And I'd be like, yeah, girl, I got you. Now I'm buying like five pairs. I'm walking out with.
Oh, I bet those Hooters girls were stewing watching y'all walk through this. I bet they were stewing.
Flitting in and out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See ya with your tights in your hand.
Thinking they're better than we are.
Those are some good tights, though. They covered every piece of cellulite on my thighs. I mean, just sucked them.
Yeah, and you know those Hooters girls were going, yeah, I mean, they need them to cover the cellulite. We do it because it's a rule.
Right, exactly. Not like those heifers out there on the court.
Big, fat dancers.
Yeah. It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.